A pioneer and paragon in the world of fashion has died. Bill Blass succumbed to throat cancer at his home in Connecticut. He would have turned 80 next week. Blass is credited with defining an American style of fashion, and his name adorns everything from couture ball gowns to luxury cars. Andre Leon Talley is editor-at-large for Vogue magazine. He's on the phone from his office. Mr. Talley, what is that definition of American style that Bill Blass brought to fashion?
Well, he brought to fashion a sense of American ease and comfort. And at the same time, it was completely urbane and sophisticated. But he never lost track of, I think, his Midwestern roots, which gave him a sense of, you know, really reality check. His clothes were extremely glamorous, but at the same time understated. He was noted for, you know, doing things like mixing cashmere twin sets with Duchess satin long evening skirts, which was a favorite of customers like Nancy Reagan and the New York socialites that he used to refer to as babes and the gals.
He was also a pioneer in menswear fashion.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the 60s, he was doing all of that, you know, marvelous, radical 60s youthquake look, you know, really fitted suits, overscale checks, you know, bow ties. I would call it the dandy, dapper look.
Someone once called it Scarsdale Mafia.
Yeah, I like that, the Scarsdale Mafia. But then as he later, he grew into a very chic, elegant, conservative look based on his own wardrobe for men, which was also, you know, relied heavily on his own custom-made suits that he had made in England.
He was a cultivated man. He grew up in Indiana, but kind of modeled himself after Cole Porter and even after his stint in the war, where he did serve at the Battle of the Bulge and crossing of the Rhine. He kind of affected a British accent.
Well, he did, but I think that British accent was simply a part of being one of the first American designers to realize that an American designer had to invent himself, to invent his own celebrity status. And part of that was that he was an Anglophile and a Francophobe. Hated everything French and she, hated the frou-frou of the French, loved the simplicity and the polish and the spit and shine of the English.
It's true he was an assistant to Anne Klein and she dismissed him because he had good manners but
yes,
no talent?
Yeah, dismissed him because he had good manners and he moved on and then suddenly he landed a job at Maurice Rentner and that's how he started and then he bought out the firm and he owned his business until the day he retired in 1999.
He was one of the designers who was able to move into a mass market. I mean, it said one of the few things he turned down to put his name on were dental braces and coffins.
Yes.
But the Bill Blass name really never diminished, even though you could find, you know, the name on a couch.
You could find a name today. You could find a name on, you know, ballpoint pens, writing pens, and you know, they're still doing menswear and Bill Blass home furnishings. And, you know, at one point they had a Bill Blass car out of, you know, Detroit.
Sure.
And
a Lincoln.
Bill Blass chocolates. I mean, he was one of the first American designers to parlay his name into a brand. He was indeed an icon.
It is interesting that he did once say his claim to immortality would be his recipe for meatloaf.
Oh, he said, well, it was very, very, very good meatloaf, served on the most beautiful plates and served in the most beautiful setting. Very American, his house, with a lot of English antiques, a very masculine kind of decor. It was all very full of guts and elegance and great style.
A man of style.
He was a great, great man of style, and this is a sad day for the industry.
Andre Leon Talley, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Andre Leon Talley is editor-at-large for Vogue. He remembered for us Bill Blass, the fashion designer who died yesterday at the age of 79.